Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about female composers.
So Yehuda, you've been lecturing me, and I always appreciate that, I really do, and I learn a lot about classical music from you, but somewhere in the recesses of my mind, perhaps from a rather boring musicology class or music class at Hunter College when I had to sit with 500 other people, I keep remembering certain things, like I remember the name Hildegard. Was there a Hildegard?
There was a Hildegard. And just again to emphasize that, in principle, I don't believe in segregating composers along race or gender. You know, women's composers, gay composers, black composers. I don't think this is correct. There are only two categories in my book.
Good ones and bad ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good
okay.
music and bad music.
Yeah.
But as we said before, we are redressing here a historic
role. Was she a nun, Hildegard?
She was. She was the abbess, which is the
abbess.
Abbess, thank you. Yeah. The feminine of abbot of a monastery. She was a mystic. She was a writer, a diplomat, and a composer, a poet, an amazing woman. She was born in 1098, almost 1,000 years ago.
1098.
Yeah, 1098.
Think of it.
Yeah. Her parents were members of the nobility. And since she was the 10th child, they promised her to the service of the church. They dedicated her to God. So from age 8 on, she moved to the monastery and she took the veil at age 15. Since childhood, she saw visions, felt a divine command to record her experiences. And they're all apocalyptic, prophetic, symbolic,
sure.
Fascinating stuff. Her prophecies and her miracles brought her fame, and she was consulted by popes, by emperors, kings, archbishops. There's a lot of correspondence left between her and all these very important people. She was involved in diplomacy and politics. She was sent on missions and political missions. There is a fast day named after her, and there is a tropical tree that is named Hildegardia.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Because she was involved in so many fields.
And in those days, they were talking a lot of Latin in the church.
Right.
So that
only
fits right Latin. In with the way in which the nomenclature we use for plants.
Right.
Yeah.
She wrote two books on medicine, 77 poems, and they're all with music that she composed.
Do we have the music?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the best hits of Hildegard would be a CD that somebody probably put out.
I'm sure. Yeah. More than one.
Yeah.
There are hymns, liturgical works, and her poetry is saturated with brilliant imagery, apocalyptic visions, visionary writing.
Did she ever write anything, let's just say, a little erotic?
I'm afraid not, Alan. We leave this to Sappho. Sappho took care of that
right,
part.
I remember Sappho did, 1,000 years earlier.
More than that even, yes.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
1,000 years. That's a lot of years. 1,000
yeah.
years.
Yeah. She also wrote a morality play in verse.
Wow.
Which contains 82 melodies. And it is the earliest morality play we have on record. And it presents the battle for the soul, the anima, between 16 virtues and the devil. Now, of course, the notation of her music is very different than the notation of today's. It's the medieval notation, the notation that you see on Gregorian chant.
Yes.
Parchments, and it's very old. And just to introduce her to our audiences, let's listen to O Viridissima, which is a brilliant composition dedicated to the Virgin Mary.
Sanctorum pro nobis.
That was O Viridissima Virga by Hildegard von Bingen, performed by the women's section of the Voices of Ascension. Close Encounters with Music and the Carey Institute for Global Good present the Catskill High Peaks Festival through August 17th. They will have a concert tonight entitled Music from High Peaks at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. For more information, visit catskillhighpeaksmusic.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.